Step 4. Аудиозапись номер 31 к заданию 1. Listen to the interview and do the task from your textbook.
Mark Gibson is a well-known blogger whose site is visited by thousands of people. Today we're happy to have him in our studio. Hello, Mike.
Hello, thanks for inviting me.
Here.
Today we're talking about the role that various gadgets, devices and things like that play in the modern world. I suppose for you a computer is something you can't live without.
You're right. I use it all the time. First of all, I earn my living with the help of my computer as I mostly work from home, and the computer keeps me in touch with my office.
We all know that your blog is extremely popular at the moment, so your computer is more than just a means of earning money.
Sure, keeping a blog allows me to share my views, ideas and opinions with other people, and in my turn, find out what they think or feel.
What other electronic devices do you use?
My smartphone makes my life easier to me. It has a lot of options and in many cases I use it instead of a computer.
Anything else?
Oh, let me see. I've got an iPad and use it from time to time. I haven't got anything like an iPod because if I want to listen to music, I do it on the computer.
Do you use a television or a radio?
I don't. I get the current news on the internet and watch videos when I have free time.
In other words, your computer and the internet have replaced the old forms of mass media for you.
It seems so. Though I know a lot of people who are quite fond of television. By the way, some of my friends turn on the radio as soon as they get into their cars.
Do you think television will survive within the next 10 years? Will it disappear altogether? What's your opinion?
I don't think it'll disappear. It may considerably change, but I believe that in the middle of this century it will still exist in this or that form.